One year ago, we broadcast the story of a New York City elevator man, Bruce Renfro. He ferries commuters up and down from the street to a subway platform in the Washington Heights neighborhood and has dedicated himself to getting his passengers to talk to each other. Over the years, Renfro transformed the ordinary elevator into a haven for community and friendship, but as Annie Cheney reports, now that community is threatened.
Good morning.
The first thing Bruce Renfro noticed when he started as an elevator man 7 years ago was how grumpy his passengers were. Every day, the same people got on his elevator on their way to work at the same time, and every day they said nothing to each other, not even hello. Renfro decided that if he made the elevator a friendlier place, his passengers might open up a little bit. So he hung plants, he decorated the walls with pictures, and he started playing his favorite jazz music. Liz McKay rode Renfro's elevator every day on her way to work as an actress.
You'd always get on the elevator in the middle of a musical interlude, and sometimes it would just be a breathtakingly beautiful musical moment. And you wouldn't want to get off the elevator, and everybody would be on the elevator experiencing this same moment and holding their breath for a second until the elevator came to the top and you got out again.
Renfro's elevator quickly became a kind of decompression chamber for the neighborhood. Passengers like Louise Gilmore found themselves opening up to people they'd seen every day for years but had never spoken to.
It was a place where conversation and interaction that are not usually the norm in New York were fine. It was permitted. It was a haven. And now it's just a steel box that goes up and down to the trains.
In December, the Transit Authority ordered Renfro to remove his decorations, claiming they posed a fire hazard. They also forbade him from playing his music. Today, the elevator's bare. The only thing left on the walls are a few pieces of old Scotch tape. But Renfro says perhaps the most noticeable change is in the passengers.
If I don't say anything, nobody says anything. All you hear is the sounds of the elevator moving up and down.
People who used to talk to each other and smile are now looking ahead very tensely, still carrying all their problems with them.
The elevator has gone back to being just an elevator, but the community that grew out of it has taken on a life of its own. In February, neighborhood resident Rosa Naparstek organized a meeting for Renfro's passengers. 90 people showed up in a blizzard and agreed that together they would fight to get their elevator back.
We went to the stations with a clipboard, and people would line up to sign up. Almost immediately, we collected 3,000 signatures.
When that didn't sway the Transit Authority, close to 300 people protested outside the subway station, demanding that the pictures and music be restored. 8-year-old Johnny McKay was one of the protesters.
If you could go around the entire world, I don't think you could find an elevator like what it used to be. But now it's walking into sort of a jail with no bars. Not only is it depressing or anything, it's not good for you. It's bogus.
The Transit Authority refused to comment for this story, but Renfro says their new rules aren't just unfair to passengers like Johnny McKay. They're unfounded. He says his elevator never posed a fire hazard because he always covered his pictures with fire retardant. As for the music, he says, it never prevented him from doing his job.
It's not like I'm operating a bus, okay, and I put pictures on it or I have music playing. It's an elevator, okay? It's a community elevator. It's not in an office building. Even in an office building, they have music on the elevator. I mean, you know, what they call elevator music. Mine is just different. I'm just playing jazz.
Renfro says he still has faith that the community will prevail. And he even has a song picked out for the occasion.
My One and Only by John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. It's slow, it's relaxing, and it just draws you in. And then when Johnny Hartman starts singing, you're just totally relaxed. That's the way the elevator was. That's the way it's going to go back to being.
Bruce Renfro and his passengers will find out if they'll get that wish when they meet with transit officials later this month. For NPR News, I'm Annie Cheney in New York.